Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome to Guys We Fuck,
the anti-slut shaming podcast.
No, you haven't said.
I'm Christina Hutchins.
I'm Corinne Fisher.
And I'm your fuck your boyfriend. Bring us your slutty, your horny, and your shame.
Hey, you a slut?
Yes. Okay.
Let's talk about fucking.
Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to another episode of Guys We Hugged.
It's the anti-bad girl shaming podcast. I'm Corinne Fisher.
I'm Christina Hutchinson.
Welcome to the show. Make sure you're following us all the ways that you can follow us. Most important is to subscribe to that YouTube channel. It's Guys We Meh, without the UNFCKED. And then also make sure to subscribe to our clips channel, which is, you know, Guys We Blank Clips. It's on the main channel. And follow us on social media. I'm at Philanthropy Gal on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram.
I'm at Christina Hutch.
And I'm at Mike Coscarelli.
And we're together at the name of the podcast. You can find it. Lots of amazing stuff for you to watch for free, including our comedy special, Our Special Day, which is pinned to our YouTube page. All right, let's get to it. If you want to send us an email, it's sorryaboutlastnightshow@gmail.com. This subject line says restraining order against my boyfriend's ex. This is interesting and ties into what I'll be talking about shortly.
Ooh.
I was wondering if I could have some impartial advice about a situation I've found myself in. I, 27, female, have been dating my boyfriend, 39, male. Break up. No, okay. Let's call him Jack for about a year.
That means you like him. Jack's a good name.
We have recently moved in together, and it's the best relationship I've ever been in. He treats me so well, and we're so in love. It's almost perfect, except for his ex, 50-year-old female.
Oh.
Let's call her Anna.
Okay. 50. I thought that woman looked older in those pictures.
Yeah. Jack and Anna were together 12 years, never married, and broke up 8 months prior to him and I getting together.
Wow. 12 years.
That's a long relationship.
Woo.
Until him and I began dating, he was working away for 2 weeks at a time and was only home for 1 week. As they have a child together, they were still sharing their house. Anna would just move to her parents for a week when he was home. Seems weird, but I have heard a lot of couples doing similar things while separations are being finalized. Mm-hmm. He began working in the city again at the same time we started dating, and so he moved out of their home and got an apartment. When Jack moved out of their home, he began to make child support payments to Anna, and they became financially separated. Anna did not know he was in a new relationship at this point, but when they separated financially, their relationship became sour. Important to note, Anna has not had to work in at least 12 to 22 years.
Whoa.
So I'm sure the concept of her having to find a job and start a career at 50 would be scary.
Yeah.
And it's also like, I'm sure Anna was working. She was raising the child.
Yeah, okay. That's a big job.
Okay. I'm really sensitive to how like the new girlfriend talks about the ex-girlfriend, because it's always like you're completely taking the guy's side, but it's like you're also only hearing the guy's side of the story.
Very important to know.
I am fairly certain that they were broken up before we started dating. Fairly this is certain. Important later for three reasons.
Okay.
Number one, when I was first interested in him, I found her Facebook account and she has set her relationship status to single. Two, I have a very close mutual friend with her.
Okay.
Oh, that's a nice way to start. And Jack had no issue with the mutual friend knowing we were together right from the beginning. And three, when I first met Jack 3 months before we started dating, someone asked him if he was in a relationship and he said no. I don't believe he would have any reason to lie about this. A few months into our relationship, Anna found out who I was and began harassing me. Jack had been receiving harassing messages about our relationship for a while, but hadn't wanted to involve me. And she had not known my name until this point. A quick rundown is she was continuously finding new ways to contact me over social media. Mm. Every time I blocked her, she would use a different social media to harass me. She also had Jack's username and password for his phone provider and requested an itemized bill to be sent to her. Why didn't he just change it? So she could find my number and call me using no caller ID. You can find someone's phone number even without using this. Yeah. And left me
easily
spoken like a true lunatic. it's like you've got $29.99 and a chip on your shoulder. You can find it. and left me voicemails telling me she hopes I die, etc. Okay, that's not great.
Yeah, but you can't report that because she's a hope.
Not sure who says this after the age of 15, to be honest.
I said it.
I wish people did daily.
Yeah.
She found out where his new apartment was and keyed the car we were sharing at the time.
Wow. Okay, that's grounds for some police action.
This also makes me feel like he did some really shitty stuff that he's not admitting, though, because that you don't just, it seems like this is like a retaliation of sorts. She went on the LinkedIn page of the company Jack and I work for and wrote all sorts of stuff about us there. And she found my work email and sent me emails. This was the last straw for me and what motivated me to get the restraining order.
Good.
I think that's warranted. It doesn't sound so bad written down like that, but it was continuous and she made me feel like everything was unsafe, including my phone.
No, that's fucked up.
This is not good behavior. And also she should be attacking him, not you.
I am.
Her biggest complaint in her messages is that Jack cheated on her with me. Okay. Which, as I stated above, I don't think is true.
Why? Wait, why do you not think it's true?
Right.
Well, because, well, she said
Jack
reasons.
Said it wasn't.
Well, and the mutual friend said something. I don't know.
I feel like this level of anger,
something happened.
Yeah. Yeah. This level of anger doesn't come from
nowhere.
Because
you're also not with somebody for 12 years who's psychotic.
Right.
Like
exactly. And it's to me, trust was breached in some way for this level of reaction from anyone, especially a woman, though.
Yeah.
Perhaps she's
no fury.
Yeah. And also just the way you're writing it. I know you don't mean to be like this, but it's like classic. I'm the new girlfriend and the ex-girlfriend's crazy. And it's like, it's just fucking, it's one of my number one pet peeves.
Yeah.
And we're all guilty of it as women and we just need to erase it from the culture. It's so bad because we're just helping men yet again have power over us. It drives me nuts.
Gotta take the power back.
Perhaps she's upset that they separated financially around the time we began dating, or maybe she was hoping for a reconciliation of their relationship. And I've made that impossible. I'm not sure. Girl, you were together for 8 months.
Yeah,
let's
relax.
Not.
Relax.
Put the cart before the horse.
Relax.
You're probably just a rebound.
You might, yeah.
You're probably a hot young rebound. I mean, I'm 10 years older than this woman writing. I got to tell her the truth of life. That's what people tune in for.
That's,
you know?
Right. Yeah. Why write in if you don't want the truth?
Hope and the truth, you know? Oh, that would be like a great sitcom. Hope and the truth.
Yeah, we should have a sitcom.
Ideas? Okay. Once Anna was served, you need both to get through life. Once Anna was served the restraining order in place for 2 years, she told Jack that she would not be co-parenting with him. Ooh.
Oh.
And he could not see his daughter for 2 years.
Oh, that's awful.
Ugh, I hate when the kids get involved.
That's fucking awful.
This absolutely broke him as he loves his daughter more than anything else in the world. But that's also so weird because you need, you know, a judge needs to make that decision.
Right.
She can't just make this decision.
Right.
And is an extremely loving and hands-on parent. God, you're so newly in love with this guy. He can do
He's
no
perfect.
Wrong.
She's a bitch.
Right. So funny.
She's an ugly bitch and he's perfect.
Like like Gandhi isn't this good.
Yeah.
And he was not.
No, didn't he fuck young people?
He was abusive.
I think it was also like he just like wasn't having sex. And so then something recently surfaced where he was like getting erections around like 16-year-old girls. But but like he wasn't fucking them if you're not, you know. And I felt that was a little bit. I was like, all right, I feel like we're reaching here.
All alleged, by the
like
way,
like his
right,
dick.
Right, right, right. All right. So Anna also contested the restraining order, which meant we both had to go to court on the 23rd of February 2023 to get it sorted out. However, she did not show up. Therefore, it was finalized in my favor.
Okay. Wow.
So she's probably just creating hoops. Yeah. My question is, did I do the right thing? Should I have just endured the harassment so that Jack could still see his child? Did I overreact? And also, as usual, where's the man protecting you whose fucking real actual problem this is in this situation?
Yeah.
He's just letting the women go at it like it's a cage fight.
Yeah.
Ugh. Should I get the restraining order removed in the hope that he can see his daughter again? No. You should just
the mom
leave.
Already did the damage.
I'm not sure what to do, but I feel so guilty that I am the reason he cannot see his daughter.
You're not. Stop it. You actually, the mother made this decision in a very immature way. That's not your problem.
Yeah, you actually have nothing to do with us, and you're like kind of making it about you.
Yeah, a little bit.
He has never asked me to remove the restraining order and supports me 100% in my decision.
Oh, goody.
But it doesn't stop me wondering if I did the wrong thing.
No, you didn't.
You're running your whole life around this guy already, and I think part of it is your age. I think part of it is that he is a lot older than you. He must seem very worldly, but this is a bad situation and not for the reasons you think, which is the worst part. The worst part is when someone's in a bad situation, but they're not even picking the right reasons why it's the bad situation.
Hell yeah. Enter Christina.
Yeah, they're picking all these like minor reasons that have nothing to do with why it's actually a bad situation.
Yeah, and then when someone points out why it's actually a bad situation and you're like, what? La la la, I gotta go.
Damn. Fuck.
Oh man.
This show is sponsored by Better Help. Getting stuff off your chest is incredible. It's so therapeutic. We all carry around different stressors. Some of them are big, some of them are small, a lot of them are very big. But we keep them bottled up and it could start affecting us negatively. And then we act like a jerk to the people we love. And we're like, this is not how I want to be. Therapy has saved my life personally. There are so many benefits of it. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Although if you have experienced major trauma, highly recommend. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designated to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you could switch at any time. Finding a therapist is like dating. They're not all going to work out in the first try. BetterHelp understands that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/guys to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/guys.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Jack has been seeing a lawyer to gain access to his daughter again, but Anna has been ignoring everything.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's awful.
This sucks, but this is classic, you know, spiteful divorce behavior. Mm-hmm. I've attached a couple photos of myself and my boyfriend and a photo of who I believe to be
who
Anna.
Who you believe to be Anna?
However, I never asked my boyfriend if this is her.
What?
You have a restraining order against a woman you don't know what she looks like? I mean, that's part of a restraining order working is you need to know what she looks like in case she tries to show up.
Yeah, how did you know she's violating the restraining order?
Jesus.
Oh my God.
It's just the only photo on social media that could be her. The communication is wildly lacking in this new perfect relationship with perfect Jack. I'm really sorry if this email is badly written. I've reread it about 50 times. It's not badly written, but what you're saying I hate.
Right.
But I know I always accidentally make up extra in my head.
Words in your head.
To make things make sense. Oh, you make a lot of things up in your head to make things make sense, girlfriend.
Again, enter Christina. Been there, girl. We're going to get out of that.
Thanks so much for all the years of entertainment and advice. I try my hardest not to be a dumb bitch in most situations, but I'm still learning.
Yeah, and it's
taking a long time.
Yeah. God, that woman that might be Jack's ex, God, she looks insane.
All the
I shouldn't say that word, but like I'm getting like triggered because
she just looks trailer park.
She looks reminds me of my mom for some reason. But the look in her eye,
it's just trailer, man. She just loves Doritos and Mountain Dew for breakfast, and who doesn't, honestly?
Yeah,
but my comment to you, my love, is all this for a man with a receding hairline.
Oh, you're on the beach.
You're on the beach, and you can see the top of his head.
Not good. We don't like that.
Is it worth it? Let me work it.
If he's not Stanley Tucci, he's got to have hair.
Dude, this is you. Oh, man. You're in the dark, girl.
Yeah.
You are in the dark.
You need to really re-examine. What's the questions that you're asking?
Did she do the right thing? She's very obsessed with this.
Oh, did you overreact? Blah, blah, blah.
With him. The only thing she cares about in this email filled with atrocities is that her boyfriend can't see his daughter anymore, which seems to be his problem.
Imagine that. It's the guy's problem, but you're writing to us about it because you feel guilty.
Yes. Imagine a man having a problem and then him going through the steps to solve it himself.
Could you imagine if we lived in a world where men had to get up and put their pants on and go out into the world and figure shit out for themselves because they can do it?
Imagine if behind every successful man was just no one. Because he was
just
doing
nothing.
It himself.
Yeah.
He wasn't bringing a woman down or taking her dreams away from her.
Yeah. Or using all of her emotional valuable resources.
Oh, God. What a world.
I don't like this guy, Jack, but he's really.
I don't love him.
Right. I don't love him either. Where is he in defending you to this woman? Because you shouldn't be fucking interacting with this bitch at all. Why? Where is he going? He should be pulling up to her house going, fucking enough. This behavior constitutes grounds for losing custody of your child. You are harassing somebody. That's it. The reason that methinks that the possibility where he's not doing that, if he is not doing that, what if it's because he really did fuck up and screwed this woman over and she's reacting to that and unfortunately kind of, you know, lashing out at you, which is awful. But something had to have happened to make her this mad because you don't stay in a 12-year relationship with someone with this psychotic of behavior. You just don't.
Women don't get this mad for no reason.
Yeah.
And we are so trained as a society to believe that women are crazy when it is a reaction that is because of something. Manipulation, gaslighting.
Gaslighting could send you to a psychiatric ward if it's done often. You know what I mean? Like, and that's one of the reasons why fucking mental health in America is so bad, is we're getting gaslit by the people who run shit.
And this is what is so disheartening to me. Like every time I hear the new girlfriend say that the ex-girlfriend is crazy, I gotta be honest, I don't think she is.
Red flag.
And one step further, you're gonna be the crazy ex-girlfriend one day.
Mm-hmm.
So just fucking, maybe it's 5 years, maybe it's 10 years, but that's gonna be you, you know? And also there's something about the age difference that bothers me a little bit. I think it's like they were together for 12 years. And I think it also could be part of this thing where like she just got a little too old and it wasn't hot anymore. She wasn't a cougar anymore. And he kind of like disposed of her like garbage.
Oh,
there's a lot of fishy smelling things in here. And there's just no way Jack is as perfect as he seems because no one is.
Yeah.
It's not even my bias. It's just no one is as perfect as you are making him seem, seem to be. And it's a classic,
classic
in your 20s mistake.
Uh-huh.
But this man is almost 40 years old. Okay.
Yeah.
He's not innocent.
Yeah. And this woman is his daughter's mother.
Yes.
So there's something happening.
There's something going on that you don't know. And it's also like you obviously put him on a pedestal. And I think there's a part of you that doesn't want to see any bad in him. And that's why you never even asked him. Because you want to be the cool, young girlfriend. And I'm not going to be a bitch. I'm not
going to
be a bitch like Anna. I'm going to be cool and young and let the wind blow through my hair on the beach as I ignore your receding hairline.
Guess what?
I'm not going to ask questions.
Your titty's going to sag soon, girl. And you're going to have to deal with yourself when that happens.
Yeah. I'm not. So you're young and cool and you're capable. catering to him and you're worrying like, oh, did I mess something up for you and your Jack child that lotto. You should be fully responsible for and fighting for if you care about her so much and if you're the most ideal, amazing father? If he really was fucking the most ideal, amazing father, then he would be putting all his energy into resurrecting and fixing his relationship with his daughter and not fucking his new 27-year-old girlfriend and go taking pic selfies on the beach. Come on.
She has a point.
How many times do we have the same story on this podcast before I'm going to hit myself with this microphone? Every time, guys.
Court dismissed.
Fuck,
yeah, that's
man.
All I got to say. That's not.
Dude.
Take a look.
And also, I feel like there's other pictures and you found the worst one.
Oh, wait. Is this? Oh, this is an email. Okay, so this was an email. Oh, I see. Oh, this is your car. These are pictures of your car being keyed. That's so funny.
You don't key a car because you went through a breakup.
Yeah.
You key a car because someone fucking betrayed you.
Yeah.
Come on.
And apparently, so this woman said to you, to the fat slut that destroyed my family.
Oh, no.
But that's weird because I got to be honest. So now, truthfully, the older woman's fatter.
Yeah, right, in the photos,
So this is not accurate.
Yeah, but if you're calling people fat like that, it's really, she's probably doing one of those things where she's like projecting.
You're calling your heart fat.
Right, yeah.
And you're, fat I mean, because you're not fat. That doesn't even make sense.
Hope you are happy with what you have done. Just so you know, he is a compulsive liar.
I believe that. I believe her. I really do. I'm sorry that she's talking to you like that and she shouldn't talk to you like that and her anger should be directed towards him, not to you.
Yeah.
And that is her problem and that is also feminism in society and all this shit. But I believe her when she says that.
You will never, ever meet my daughter as she knows what you have done. Mm. Hope you
the
rot
daughter
in hell.
Shouldn't be involved.
Yeah, hope yeah. you rot in hell.
Yeah,
oh, it's like, from a Yahoo mail account?
Ugh. Yeah, she is 50.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Nah. This is
look
very
into shit.
This is very toxic, and again, we see this every time. So
I feel
what
like
is happening?
This guy is sitting back while the
yes.
car's getting keyed, going, "Oops."
This happens what's every happening? Fucking time. How many times have we gotten an email where the guy steps back and lets the two women duke it out over him?
Yeah.
Every single time, yeah. It's the same fucking scenario.
Yeah.
Every time, and guess who loses? Women,
both of the
womanhood,
women. Yeah,
feminism.
While the guy gets to fuck and get his dick wet and no
every
consequences
time.
For his actions.
Every single time,
yeah, so
guys.
We're gonna have to not do that anymore.
Also, you're
guys.
27. You don't want to date a single father. Come
well,
on,
yeah.
He's got way more worse qualities than that.
I mean, he's also like not even in charge. But I mean, I think 27. Young, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's just really, something's up.
You're not going to get to go on the vacations you want to go on.
Yeah, and this guy is living it up and he's masquerading it as like, oopsies, these just circumstances I'm a victim of. You guys should fucking duke it out.
Yeah, I support you 100% in filing a restraining order that I'm doing nothing to stop this behavior
right.
from the woman I've been with for 12 years.
Yeah, and I really want to know where he has stepped in. Where has he stepped in to defend you or to just tell this woman to knock it the fuck off? And if he hasn't done that, please know that that's a fucking red flag. That
yeah, you've already gotten the law involved.
If he's not going to say that because he knows that he abused her emotionally. Do you know what I'm saying? And this woman's actions do seem that of an emotionally abused person because psyches are delicate. So
it's also anytime someone writes us an email like this where it's like been a pretty short amount of time that they've committed to their partner and they've had to put up with so much already from this other party. It's like this
it's
is never
much.
Going to go away. They share a child together. They're linked for life, boo-boo.
Yeah.
Is this the life that you see for yourself?
Yeah.
Damn. I hope not. Damn.
You got to rethink, girl.
I just don't. I mean, that guy looked like the star of like a sitcom, but not in a
he
good
looks
way.
Like John from John and Kate plus eight, but like that like level of like
but
Pennsylvania
John's
suburban
Asian.
Debt. Yeah, but yeah, I guess. But like to me, John embodies this like Pennsylvania suburban,
just
debt.
Like a regular
just
guy
collar,
that you could find anywhere.
A polo, yeah,
your
yeah.
boy,
so nothing you, special.
You're getting a law involved for a regular guy that you could find anywhere who doesn't even have your back. Just say that to yourself a bunch of times.
Yeah, replay this.
Come
book.
On,
replay
dude.
It.
At least have abs if you're going to throw your whole life away.
True. It's worth it.
This is insane. Insane behavior.
But you know what's not insane? Coming to see us live on the road, okay? Boston, Massachusetts. I'm doing Laugh Boston April 14th and 15th. Edmonton, Canada. I'm at the Comic Strip. If I could ever find a flight that's less than $1,000 to get to your fucking town, April 20th and 22nd.
Oof.
Detroit, Michigan. House of Comedy, April 28th and 29th. Philly. I am recording a debut stand-up comedy album at Helium in Philadelphia, May 11th, 12th, and 13th. Tickets for all of these shows can be found at ChristinaHutchinson.com. And you can also subscribe to my Patreon, where I do up to four group Zooms every month where I can give you advice. We share what's happened. It's like a group share kind of circle thing. A lot of times people use it to trauma dump, but honestly, it's healthy because just fucking get it out. It's nice to have strangers listen to you and then you move on. So patreon.com/ChristinaHutchinson. It's just $5 a month.
Dublin, Ireland. Those tickets keep moving. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Make sure to get on it if you're coming. Again, one show only at Whelan's the 3rd of April. It's coming right up. Tickets are available at CorinneFisher.com. Just click on live and you will. That's the only link I have up because that's the only thing that I'm announcing right now. And so make sure to come to that. It's going to be a jolly good time. My bestie, Dr. Thomas Whitfield, will be there answering your questions. And he's a real therapist, guys. So he can really give you the professional advice that you're looking for. I don't know. I think we'll be a good tag team. I'm interested to see how that goes. Obviously, we've been friends for, oh my God, how much? What our friendiversary is coming up. Is it 20 Aww. Years, I think?
Wow.
How old am I? Now,
it's almost 30, your sober.
Yeah, yeah. It's our 20-year friendiversary is this wow. summer. We got a big event in store, so a boat might be involved.
Nice.
But we've been planning this for a while because we do like to torture our friends by bringing them together to celebrate us. And we thought maybe they should be waterlogged so for this one.
That's so funny.
If you're not by this time, the ship sets sail to our celebration of us.
Oh my God.
Without a Country is my weekly solo podcast where I break down the news for you. I let you know what the things that you need to know that week to not be a dumb bitch in the sense of the world. I really am proud. We're like always ahead of things that are happening. Fucking Joe DeRosa and I were ahead of COVID, which I'm really proud of, cool. and how bad and big that was going to be. I was also like right on top of these drag bands before anyone was talking about them. And then Jon Stewart stole my thunder. I'm glad people are talking about it now because these bills are getting passed right now. So make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's at Without a Country. And we also have an Instagram, Without a Country. All right. Okay. So, did you have anything else?
Well, I just wanted to talk about, speaking of those bans,
yeah.
It is so royally fucked. In Tennessee, they passed a bill where if you do drag and a child sees you, and there's a lot of ambiguities with laws so they can fucking control you, and I don't really trust the Tennessee police.
As you shouldn't.
Yeah. That you can be in prison for up to 6 years. And it's so, I read a lot about, you've heard me talk about on this podcast for a long time, and you've watched me interview my mother on this show, not understanding how she was treating me. And you really, if you've been with the podcast for a long time, you've heard me talk about how I idolized my mom and my dad because my head was so far up their ass that I didn't understand what they were doing to me. And they, relied on that. And it does something to your psyche to be gaslit. The human psyche is a very delicate thing. And to be gaslit by a parent, oh my God, that can produce awful psychological effects. But just to be gaslit in a relationship can send you to the fucking mental ward. It really, when somebody plays with your idea of the truth, it's just so royally fucked up and cruel to do. And the way that so many state governments and the United States government gaslight people in this country is so pathetic and disgusting and heartbreaking and unnerving. And this bill, is so gross to be targeting LGBT folks for claiming it's under this, we're going to protect the children. That is gaslighting, okay? If you wanted to protect the children, you would give parents daycare for free, child care for free, quality child care. You would give people health care for free or for not a lot amount of money. And then you would also address how the child suicide rate in America is going up every fucking year. You don't care about kids. Like, what's the fucking dipshit's
I was
going to
be like, wow,
name?
The kids are getting smarter.
Yeah.
Catching on.
No, but I really like, okay, Randy McNally is the lieutenant governor of Tennessee. So I guess it's like VP. And then Bill Lee is the acting governor of Tennessee. And there was this photo that they found of Bill Lee dressed in a dress, which is what drag is. And yeah. if you're listening to this show, I'd like to think that you understand fully that being a drag queen and being transgender are two totally separate things. But if you don't, that's okay. I'm here to tell you that doing drag and being transgender are two totally separate things, okay?
One's performance, one's reality.
Yeah, and one's what somebody's dealing with day to day. They can't take off a costume. You know what I'm saying? The fact that we're not protecting kids from gun violence when it's just so easy to do, all Congress has to do is like pass a law. It's really disgusting. And it's such glaring examples of being gaslit by a local government. And we just need to keep in mind, like, I don't know where necessarily what to do from here other than not vote for these pieces of shit next year. But the other thing was the lieutenant governor, Randy McNally, who was supportive of these bills, was also seen commenting on a young gay man's thirst traps on Instagram. And when he was interviewed about it, he was asked, there was a comment that he liked on this kid's Facebook that said, I basically alluded that he was saying he sucks dick for weed or something. I don't know, it was a joke or what passing thing. But anyway, this fucking lieutenant governor liked it. And then when he was asked about the interview, he said, well, I didn't read the whole thing. And the interviewer goes, oh, so you didn't know what it said? He goes, well, I didn't read the thing about the weed. So you read the thing about sucking dick and you liked it. And you're as you are passing anti-LGBT laws,
yeah. yep,
you
yep.
piece of fucking trash. You are a trash human being who's probably homosexual. And guess what? Be yourself, boo. It's like when people have a when a politician has a problem with gay people, it is either one of two things. They themselves are real fucking gay, okay? And they're afraid to come out, whether it's their religion or their family or whatever. Or they're upset that somebody is living as their genuine self when they themselves cannot do that for whatever reason, what has to do with their sexuality or freedom of expression or something. And so I just want to just remind everybody out there that the second up. The gayest thing a politician could do is pass anti-LGBT laws. Like, it's almost, there's lists and lists of senators that got caught in same-sex, with a same-sex sex worker in their fucking hotel room as they were passing this anti-LGBT legislation. It's just so
Yeah, nothing draws the attention. Points a gay arrow at you more than banning gay stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no, to me, at this point
so,
now.
What are you so fucking
It's basically a coming out party.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
And we
ridiculous.
Should treat it like that. We really should treat it like that and say, hey, you're welcome to be yourself around here, Lieutenant Governor.
That's like liberals just aren't good at reverse trolling. Anytime someone, you'd be like, uh-oh. Someone's congratulations gay. On living your truth anytime yeah. someone tries to ban gay stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Just put a YouTube video for I'm Coming Out, the music video.
I'm coming out.
Yeah.
Again, it's not, you know, legally, you're not singing it if you're singing it off key. That's what I've told myself time and time again.
Them's the rules,
Thank
Chad.
You. Thank you. It's actually a different song. It's yeah. actually a different song.
Yeah, so fuck you. But yeah, I just want to say that because that really, man, that it is
it's
so,
crazy.
It is so detrimental to the psyche of a people of a country when they're being constantly gaslit. And I don't know. I mean, I'm sure most governments do that, but it's so fucking gross. So please, don't vote for those fucks next election.
And also, I honestly think, so like if you're a conservative, I honestly think like, I get it. Like you're a conservative, but I think the problem is that there's kind of like, there's a lot more options for reading the news when you are liberal than when you're conservative. Like we have become like Fox News versus everything else. So, I mean, I think please, if you're interested in conservative politics, and this is kind of what I do on Without a Country, like look at other sources. Like The Hill, I think is a place where you can go and read conservative news, but it's not so like performative, and like the people on that writing articles on The Hill aren't like characters, you know. And you know, it's come out recently that a lot of people, including Tucker Carlson, don't even believe yeah. the things that they're saying. Yeah. He doesn't like Donald Trump.
Yeah, he hates him.
He's
and can't
serving,
wait to not talk about him.
Like those people on Fox have become celebrities, and once they become celebrities, they can no longer give you the facts unbiased. Okay?
Right, and also once you have like people subscribing to your news services, they don't want to hear that Trump is a bad guy, or they don't want to hear the Fox News people. I'm imagine, do not want to hear that Trump didn't steal the, like, the election was not stolen. Like, they don't want to hear that. So they're going to, so it's just, it's all fucking money, man.
Yeah.
They don't want to lose their base.
I would never ask someone to, like, this is how you, or tell someone, this is how you have to think for me to, like, engage with you. But what I will say is, if you're continuously getting all your news and all your facts from one source, whether you're liberal or conservative, I think that's an issue. Okay. Mm-hmm. Imagine if, like, you, like, that's like you only talk to one friend, or like you only, you for the rest of your life, you only did what your mom or dad said. Like, think of, like, break it down like that. That's like very, very weird if you're living your life like that. It's closed.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Okay, so this is a little lengthy. So it all started yesterday. Of course, I get back from LA. I'm like doing I'm getting like a massage, I'm getting a facial, and of course, I also have to start some kind of an internet fight.
Duh. You wouldn't be Corinne Fisher if you didn't.
Yeah. No. I follow this account on Twitter called Ask_Aubrey, and it's an anonymous person. She has like 190,000 followers. Like, it's a big account. And I know actually a lot of conservative people who follow it too. It's not just like, it's not some like liberal playground. But it's like they share a lot of news specifically about guys acting really bad. Some of it is funnier, like funny, like am I the asshole, Reddit stuff. And some of it's like serious accusations of domestic violence and stuff. So I came across this video of Mark Harley, who I figured out after I did a little research, I actually had seen this guy before. But at the time I was initially watching this video, I had forgotten who he was, as most of society should. So I'm going to try not to be petty, but it's hard
to forget that.
It's hard
face.
With this guy.
You see his face, not knowing anything about him, and you want to punch him the fuck out.
He looks like the midsection between when the prince is transitioning to the beast in Beauty and the Beast. He looks like the midpoint.
Right. Right. Yeah.
He's almost there.
Yeah.
He hasn't fully.
And you press pause.
Yeah. It's like the rose petals all have an awful one, but it's like he's midway. He's midway.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he looks like. Okay. So Ask Aubrey, I came across this video just on my timeline, and it says Mark Harley violently attacks and tries to keep his wife Luana from leaving. And it's a video that she's taking of herself, and she is in her car, you know, backing out of, I'm guessing it's their shared home, because they're husband and wife. They've been married for 8 years, I think.
Before he got on testosterone.
Yeah. And she's kind of narrating the fact that she's trying to pull out of her, I can't tell if it's a driveway or a garage, but she's trying to pull out of the parking space, and he is like on the back of her car. And this is a huge guy. He's a bodybuilder.
Yeah,
so he's jacked, and he's shaking the car. He ends up in this video hitting the side view mirror off.
Can you play it?
I just don't know if there's going to be enough audio, but yeah, I can play it.
I just want to hear it. I just want to.
No, he hit it.
Other side.
He doesn't let me go. He doesn't let me go. He's attacking me.
Oh my
he's
God. Okay, so he's pushing on her. He's kicking the back of her car.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, this guy looks like as much of a temper as I have.
I would not fuck with this guy. He would kill me. He could kill me with his bare hands.
Yeah, and you can also see, like, there's just a certain, like, you can tell the difference between, like, someone defending herself. And exactly. She's, you can tell that she is not acting. She is not, this is, like, this is real. This is real. I'm sorry. You know real fear when you say it. Yeah. No one's that good of an actor. People just, in general, aren't that good. I've seen, people aren't good actors. They're just not. Have you ever watched a movie before? I watched some on the plane on the way home. They were pretty rough. So she has real fear, and
he looks like he's possessed by a demon.
Exactly. That loss of like humanity that comes over someone's
eyes.
There's
no light in his eyes.
When they're angry. He justifies this video by saying that his wife had stolen his keys and locked him out of what he calls his house. It's their house,
and
number one.
Like, as we talked about in that email, why? For a good reason, I bet.
For a good reason, I bet. But also, if that happens, you don't go then and fucking destroy someone's car.
Right.
You call the police or you call a locksmith.
Yeah, that's true. You know,
and
you
show
get back
them
in
your ID
home.
And then you get back in your own
very,
home.
Very much better route.
This
of
is
action.
Not the way you solve that. And so I saw that. And then, of course, you know, sometimes I watch a video and I go, it's not that big. But then I was like, this one actually like kind of really disturbed me. And on Without a Country, we've really been concentrating on domestic violence stories that resulted in like serious injury or death. And I've been having people send ones in that are like closely related to them, whether it happened to like their sister or one of their best friends. And like, I am getting so many stories because the point I was trying to prove is that everyone is basically 1 to 2 degrees of separation away from someone who has either been seriously injured or killed from domestic violence. And let me tell you, there is never not a sign. I've never heard of a domestic violence that resulted in death where no one saw it coming. It's always, in fact, everyone always sees it coming. It's always been reported to the police, and the fucking authorities do jack shit to protect women until it's too late, and I'm fucking sick of it, and it's not going to go on anymore.
But they'll protect children from drag queens.
It's fucking insane, honestly. And so, of course, I get super angry, I get myself worked up. So I start looking in. I go, who is this guy, Mark Harley? Because you can't really see, because the shot is through the back mirror. So then I
want to smear shit on
the
face.
Back window. So then I start looking up and realizing who this guy is. First of all, I check to see he has less followers than me. So I go, yes, I can really take this fucking guy down. And I knew I had known this guy before. It's because Mark Harley, he promotes himself as a podcaster and an actor. What he really is.
Everyone on the fucking planet, dude.
Well, who he really is Brendan Schaub's former assistant. That's who he is. And I had seen
Brendan
him before.
Brendan Schaub, comedy's finest.
Yeah. And I mean, that alone is a red flag because that whole camp is, you know, the field with, look into it for
you're
yourself.
Not funny, honey.
And then
maybe you're getting funnier.
And then beyond that, I felt more reason to step in because this is a colleague. This is part of the podcasting comedy community at this point. An unwanted part, but a part nonetheless. Yeah, so I go, I really need to get involved. And it was weird that no one else was talking about it, but this kind of just surfaced because I think basically what happened is Luana found out Mark was cheating on him. There was a lot of gaslighting involved. And then, you know, this year she started posting about these years of abuse. Everyone asked the same questions that they always do. Why didn't you come forward? Well, because that's what the cycle of fucking abuse looks like.
Yeah, because when you do come forward, you get asked, why didn't you come forward earlier? That's awful. Don't.
And additionally,
we gotta cut that out.
Another variable in this is that she is not, she was here on a green card. Mm. So she's not an American citizen. She's in the process right now of becoming an American citizen, and allegedly he was holding that over her head.
Okay.
With and she, her whole life is in California now, so it's like, fuck, she's been here, she's been married, a whole thing going on. So that's just yet another variable, and I think why she didn't speak out sooner. And obviously when you're in the cycle of abuse, you sometimes think you love this person, sometimes whatever,
and it's hard it's easy to convince an abuse victim, it's easy for them to convince themselves that like, he won't do this if I do this, right? And that being addicted to hope is one of the most toxic things you could be addicted to, because I gotta say,
yeah. And what I will say is I know especially after the Amber Heard thing, which I am right and I still stand by, I think people, I catch a lot of flack for being like, Corinne only always defends women, always picks the woman's side. Number one, I don't.
No.
Plenty of
Did
people.
You just hear us yell at a girl, calling her a dumb bitch, not picking her side at all because we care about her, but yeah.
And also like plenty of the, we've had plenty of guests on this show that, you know, have been canceled for one reason or another or, you know, or something. And we always like discuss it off air, obviously look into it and decide like who we want to feature on this show, what we want to talk about. And so what I will say is like, yeah, no, I don't always take the woman's side. What I think you're seeing is I choose stories to cover on this show where I think the woman is really being presented to society in the wrong way, or because she seems, quote, crazy, is going to have a more difficult time. And so I specifically put my time and energy towards people that I think really could use the help and that I could really shed some light on maybe a perspective that other people aren't going to see.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put my time and energy into a black and white situation. And yeah, I'm not going to put my time and energy into a situation where a woman is in the wrong, because that's not the branding of the show.
Yeah.
Go to any other place on the internet if you want to see women being treated badly and called crazy and psychopathic. That's not what this show is about. So is there a bias? Yes, the bias is in the stories I choose to cover. The bias is not in me just blindly picking the woman's side. And I personally had a very long conversation with Luana last night. And I've heard a lot. I mean, over the past 10 years, the amount of times someone has told us about sexual assault or abuse or whatever, hundreds of times, probably thousands at this point.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to say this in a nice way, but like,
it's a bummer.
I always listen, but I don't, every time I hear a story, I don't, oh, after I hear the story from all parties, I don't always just necessarily believe the woman. Okay, so I think that's the point I'm trying to make. So I'm not just blindly going away with women's stories. I'm not saying that no woman has ever lied or no woman has ever done a bad thing. That's not the point I'm making at all. The point I'm making is that when I interpret believe women, it's that I always listen to the story, hear it out, look at the facts, look at the situation, and really use my own discernment and the knowledge that I have acquired. Although it's not professional, I think I have a lot more knowledge on these kinds of things than other people.
Yeah.
From doing this show for 10 years with Christina, and then also from being a female comic in the world,
yeah,
you know, that's 37
being
years
a male
under
dominated
my fucking
industry.
Belt.
Yeah, you see some shit.
And so I'm not going to speak about the specific conversation that Luana and I had, because I did say that for her safe, I'm very worried about her safety. I want her to talk to a lawyer first. I made sure she was, you know, kind of
kill
in
eight
a safe
wolves
space,
with his bare hands.
No longer cohabitating with this guy before I even talked about it publicly. I did tell her I was going to talk about it on my show, because also bring into account this guy, he has like 70,000 followers on Instagram. He has 30,000 followers on TikTok. He is known in the podcast universe. And also, this is an interesting point. What he used to do when he worked for Brendan Schaub was he controlled his social media. So this is a guy who's very knowledgeable, specifically in making things pop on social media, in getting numbers, in getting views. And just from a little bit
of scanning
the internet, this guy knows how to create drama. I tagged him once, and then when I did a little more research on who he is, I purposely stopped engaging with him, because this is one of those toxic people who thrives
on negative attention
and starting fights with people on the internet. And I already saw his people coming for me, these, you know, a bunch of people with avatars that aren't their real faces, so you know these are incels. And he has this very a smaller following, but this very kind of Andrew Tate-esque, women are out to get us, women are cheating, lying whores, blah, blah, blah mentality. I knew exactly what it is. I'm so familiar with it. I've heard from you guys for years, and I'm not even interested
anymore.
It's
so funny. It's almost hack at this point, but anytime a man delivers that type of message directly or indirectly, all he's saying is, a woman is holding up a mirror to my behavior.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah, and also he's known for playing victim, because even when Brendan Schaub fired him.
Oh, he got fired.
He got fired, and then he did this basically podcast press tour.
Oh, Jesus.
Being
God,
a little
what a loser.
About how he's a victim, you know? And this is someone that he completely backed previously, you know, almost spinelessly, I would say.
Wow.
And listen, I cannot speak about Brendan Schaub personally. I've never heard anything good.
by comedians that we respect.
Personally or comedically. Yeah. Other than that, you know, I'm sure whatever.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Again, another team that just has a lot of really bad accusations for anyone who hangs out with him. you know, and also thrives on the drama. So I'm sure he'll love being him that he's being talked about. But the reason, it's so funny because I started looking up clips of Mark Harley and I had watched something previously that had really rubbed me the wrong way in the way that he speaks about women. And I came across it again and I go, oh my God, it's the same guy. My very first introduction to this guy and read of this guy was, I don't like how he talks about women. And what a surprise, a couple of fucking weeks later. This video is literally from 3 weeks ago. A couple of weeks later, what a surprise that it surfaces, and a video where he's abusing his wife. So crazy. It's like, I haven't been fucking doing this for years. Okay, so this is, and he's talking about my fucking, our friends in this fucking video. So that's why it really stuck in my brain, because I didn't like the language he was using to speak about Kalila and fucking Annie Letterman.
That was him?
It fucking infuriated me.
That's why I'm like, why is this guy?
Loser
talking about Kalila and Annie?
It infuriated
me. And making a podcast.
Well, because
he was so lame, dude.
Well, that's because when on Trash Tuesday, they went after Brendan Schaub for,
that's when he was still working
for being like being infidel, his infidelities or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, I started making these connections on my own, and then I found like all this proof to back it up because I also was like, oh, it would make sense after things that, you know, Schaub and that kind of camp has been accused of that. You know, obviously, if he knows anything about Mark Harley, allegedly abusing his wife, he's going to want to get him out of his camp because that's just pointing more arrows towards that line up with accusations that have already been made against Schaub. And again, this is all allegedly accusations, but there's a lot of video content also. Okay. So that's this is the footage. This is how I was initially introduced to Mark Harley. And this is some guy with like 449,000 views on this video. Comedy Enforcement. This guy who kind of breaks down podcast drama, which is so ridiculous. But a lot of people listen.
It's funny.
So this is Mark Harley talking about women.
My life before.
Oh God! Sorry, there's an ad because I waited too long because I had it queued up. Sorry, blah blah blah.
Would you like to connect this to the board?
Well, she's very sadistic to Bobby. She, you can find talking compilations about of her attempting to humiliate him. Yes. I actually noticed it.
I've seen him.
Yeah. When they came out on,
let me just
she's
stop.
She's very sadistic to Bobby,
right? And in this interview that he's doing, I don't know what the hell podcast he's on during this, he's talking to someone who is literally in full clown makeup. Okay,
wait, really?
Yeah. It's a guy.
Looks like Fabio on methamphetamine.
He's one of the people on this podcast that's interviewing him is literally in clown makeup. Okay, and it don't look good.
H3 podcast, that was really, I'm sitting there watching it going, look at the way that she emotionally steamrolls over Bobby. He's saying, I'm uncomfortable doing something. Please stop doing this. And she goes, no, don't be Bobby. And I'm like, that's classic abusive, manipulative behavior. Oh. She's remorseless. I've seen excerpts where she's essentially, once Mark had confirmed that he was actually fired on his Instagram comments and on social media, his first appearance was on the Red Bar show. Now, this was through a FaceTime call on the phone and on the camera, but it was a pretty interesting conversation.
So I want to go ahead because I hate this guy's commentary.
Mark Harley is not holding back and is going for blood. At some point, she did bring up my name. She was like, oh, your little friend Mark. And also, during that time, I think something about how this is what really is like, almost could have potentially set things in motion, like for Kalila to get upset because I mentioned like that she was some other dude in Hawaii or whatever. That made Kalila think that like Brendan was going to release, like, I, you know, like, oh, no, but I just wanted to like expose you for being a two-faced.
He said cons.
We'll respond to this.
Okay.
Yeah. Never trust a guy that talks about a woman like that.
Yeah.
He hates himself.
It is the way he is speaking about women. He goes on to talk about Annie Letterman in a very, listen, of course, men can talk openly about disliking a particular woman because of her behavior, of course.
Yeah.
But what I will say is that over time, as you live in the world more years as a woman, you will be able to decipher the difference between someone talking about a woman because she is a bad woman and someone using language that lets you know that he hates all women. And that is what I got from that. Again, and I saw that video long before, weeks ago, before I knew anything of these allegations. And I really, he was just a blip in passing. I didn't really know who he was at all, but it just stuck with me because I really fucking hated the way he was talking about
these
women. There are
times in life where I've heard a guy refer to a woman as a cunt, but in a way that I'm like, it goes through my bones. Cause I'm like, we all know situations where a woman, if a woman or a guy is being a fucking cunt and you talk about it, it doesn't feel like that when you hear it. And that, ooh.
He's also doing the classic manipulative behavior where he's talking about how another woman is being so bad to her ex-partner because he knows what he has done he's setting it up for himself the same way we fucking saw D'Elia talk about how disgusting fucking underage girls and stuff. These men always let you know who they are through the fears and the things that they talk about and the things they disparage. The same as you were talking about, it's always the most gay closeted people who
it's the politician with the most anti-LGBT legislation that's the fucking gayest.
It is every single time, guys, and it lines up perfectly. He's talking about, oh, Kalila's manipulative, all this stuff. Oh, Bobby Lee is the victim. And again, both Bobby and Kalila are my friends. This, I'm using this as an example of how Mark talks about women.
Yeah.
That's all I'm getting out of this. I don't want to get involved in any of that other shit. I do want to take Mark Harley down, though, and I'm not going to sleep until I do it. Additionally,
she mean business, boy.
Additionally, I got so many DMs. So I, of course, kind of like before I really even looked into it fully, I just got so angry. I posted the video from Ask Aubrey on my Instagram because that's where I get a lot more traction in the stories. And I tagged Mark Harley. He's at Hella Mark Harley. He has a lot more followers on Instagram than Twitter. He has like no Twitter following. So I tagged him there because I wanted him to know. I wanted him to know. One of your colleagues knows. Oh, he DM'd me.
He sent you videos?
Within seconds, he replies to me with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 videos.
Wait, have you watched them?
Yes. I watch every single one of them.
Are they two camera to you?
No, God. And so they were all videos that he took of his wife, Luana, or, estranged wife, Luana, quote, abusing him. Okay. And they are, again, allegedly from my own eyes.
How defensive for a person who's not guilty.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. Number one, the fact that he saw a tag from me within moments just shows that he is.
That's pathetic.
He knows he fucked up and he needs to be on watch. Okay. Yeah. This is a guy who's worked in social media. He knows what's up.
Oh, right.
Especially if you're getting tagged by someone like me with a blue check mark, you know you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. I've never engaged with him before. I'm sure he knows it's never a good sign when the guys we fuck girls tag you. Okay.
Nope. Oh, no.
And again,
unless you've been on our show and we're just promoting it.
Right. and immediately I kind of start getting this feedback from his camp that it's like, oh, of course, Corinne always just picks the woman's side. This is who are. You're a clown, blah, blah, blah. Same shit. Doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
This is what I say, 10 videos. He sent them with all within a minute. So they're all lined up.
Oh my God.
And they're all of him, quote, being, abused in quotation marks.
And you watched them?
By Luan, I watched every single one.
Can you describe what was happening in one of the videos?
My personal assessment, that is only my personal opinion of these videos, that it's some of the worst acting I've ever seen in my life, where he's holding the camera at himself and like, obviously, holding it, knowing that he is going to then post it publicly. You know, when there's a difference between a video that you're taking because scared and you want proof, and between that and a video that you are taking because you're being performative and you are setting yourself up to be the victim. Mm. And this, I mean, it was so clearly like I did a reenactment of it on my Instagram. And I like didn't want to make light of it because Luana is, in my assessment, again, actually being abused. But it was like basically like Mark was holding the camera at himself. And then like he has the long hair. So he was kind of like leaning into her holding it and then going like, "Owie, ow, you're hurting me.
Wait,
you're pulling my hair." That's what Mark was doing. as he was letting Luana up, as if this guy
was Luana pulling his hair.
Yes. But it's like, it's obviously like reactive abuse from years of gaslighting. Right.
Also, this guy is built like a military tank.
Yeah.
And
it was interesting because some larger guys DM'd me and they were like, well, I do believe that a man of his size can still be physically abused. If he's being emotionally abused. I don't not believe it. But
goddamn, you want us to whip out some statistics?
I don't think this is the case here.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes, Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
You know, again, based on my conversation, which I don't want to let too much, like, I've talked to a lot of people who have been in situations like this, and when they just kind of seem like it's like not really believable, yeah, I don't bring it to the show. I don't feature it on the show. Right. Yeah, I can't help everybody.
You don't spend 20 minutes talking
about
it.
But in this case, I had the most even keeled conversation with Luana. Again, we've never once interacted before. Also, I felt obliged to help her because she has no following. She has like 4,000 followers on Instagram. She's a private person.
Yeah, so she's not in the entertainment industry?
No. Oh, okay. And
so she can't make a big stink online and people are going to give a shit.
And I could tell, like, kind of from what she was saying, like, there was even parts where she was kind of like, I would say like, has he done this or whatever? And she would be like, no, he's not kind of that kind of abuser. She wasn't just like going along with whatever I said.
Right.
She was very specific about the type of, you know, alleged whatever abuse. I'm just using that for legal. I 100% believe her. I'm using it to protect myself legally. About the alleged abuse that she was going through. And she definitely said no to things that I, you know, just asked based on my experience with domestic violence survivors. And she even still had that kind of like survivor mentality of like, you know, I thought this was my fault. And even like she started telling me about some like other aspects,
characteristics of the relationship.
Other specific types of abuse that that were involved, that I kind of pointed out why he might have been doing them, and they were things that she interpreted as like, oh, it made her think that he really liked women, when in reality, to me, it seemed just like manipulation and control his behaviors.
I have to be really careful
with my language because the last thing I want to do is try. In fact, I really feel like I'm probably putting myself in danger by doing this. I actually got a lot of DMs from famous colleagues. You know, you're in trouble when all of a sudden your Instagram stories skyrocket and it's all blue check marks.
Oh.
You know you're in trouble. You know you've tapped into something. And a couple people specifically said, like, you're really brave and like, I hope you're okay and I'm worried about your safety.
Holy shit.
Which just to me is like, again, I'm not in LA, but like saying like, this is a problem. And that's why I kind of wanted to speak on it immediately because I need the assistance of the listeners.
Yeah.
I know there's journalists watching. I need backup. Yeah. I can't handle this by myself.
Yeah.
But I thought that it would be, especially because it's like part of the community. And as you've heard the past couple episodes, I've just really been worn down by the soulless people that I'm surrounded by. And I couldn't very well, and I knew exactly what was going to happen to her when I looked at her. She's hot. She has bikini pics up.
that's going to be against her.
You know, she's not American. All the she does, you know, sometimes seem a little erratic, probably from being gaslit for 8 years.
Yeah,
in some of the videos. But even in the ones that he's using to incriminate her, which is the series of 10 videos that he replies to anyone who tags him with immediately. People with no blue check mark and 2,000 followers DM'd me and said, I spoke out about Mark Harley. And within moments, he sent me the same series of 10 videos.
If that is not a bullshit omission of guilt. Oh my God.
To
We've been around the block, boo. You are stupid at this. So fucking pathetic.
The way that he responded to me manically, immediately with just 10 videos and no words.
The
behavior scared me, and the behavior showed me that you are manipulative and you are controlling. I felt that through DM and interaction, my first interaction with a man that I've never met. That is what I felt it in my fucking soul.
Yeah.
It was a very scary response, and I immediately said, I'm not going to engage with this guy because I don't know who he has on his team. I have heard allegedly he has like a team working with him to kind of help him on social media.
I wonder if D'Elia has
again
that.
Allegedly. Oh yeah, D'Elia's dad is very high up.
His dad's definitely has a team. Producer.
So and so what's happening now is Mark has moved on to the woman that he was cheating on his wife with. They are now together publicly. She's, you know, an aspiring podcaster. She does have a podcast. I'm not going to shout it out because even though she is also trying to like get Luana deported.
Oh my God.
Because maybe he convinced her that she's crazy. Yeah. In my assessment, this new woman is also allegedly, in my opinion, a victim of Mark's abuse and has been kind of being groomed to be this next person. Her podcast is actually about women being abused and stuff because she has experienced that previously. Prey for such a person. So this to me, kind of like every time I would think of like, oh, this is probably the strategy he's using, I would find proof to back it up. Then if you go on Luana's Instagram, if you go on Luana's Instagram and it's the Luana Mancuso, she put a saved Instagram series of all the kind of the domestic violence and narc abuse, and it's from the past 4 days. So she saved it. This is the mistress and Mark. This is a thing from them. So they're now ganging up on her, which again, as we read almost every you know, email from the new girlfriend on Guys We Fucked, it's this guy finds a new woman to attach to him to then gang up against the old evil ex-girlfriend or ex-wife. And so I took a couple of screenshots again just to kind of that I thought were important. She definitely has she has her own videos of domestic violence and interactions and bruising. There was one with a bite mark on her side of her face. And she she said to me, she's like, I know it doesn't look good because Mark has all this evidence against me. And there's this one video in particular of her having a panic attack and being arrested by the police. But yeah, she's like,
someone being emotionally abused.
Again, the thing is, like, all the videos.
As somebody who was emotionally abused by a parent, it's fucking, yeah.
It was interesting because all the videos that Mark chose to send me directly, to me, I don't think really were the defense that he was looking for because although Luana does appear erratic in them, more so than anything, Mark appears emotionless and sociopathic.
And probably happy that she's freaking out.
Again, allegedly, I am not a doctor. I cannot diagnose.
Right.
And so that is how it appears to me. So I go, I know the look you're going for. It's not the look you're achieving, my guy. And also, like, there's just so many tells for me. Like, it's the language in which you speak to people, the branding that you put into the world, the things that you say about people, the way you speak about people. There's a bunch of screenshots that I took. She said there are other videos Mark had. This is Luana speaking on her Instagram stories now. She goes, there are other videos Mark has against me that he took out of context after abusing me for hours, days, or weeks, mentally, physically, and emotionally. Mm. He's pushed me to the breaking point that is called reactive abuse. My next slides will explain what that is. She literally, like, this poor woman has like no followers, and she basically was like screenshotting what it is. Because again, in today's world, like, we know how society is going to react to this. She goes, there's only one abuser in a relationship. relationship and one reactive abuser. Our power dynamic has been so imbalanced from the start of our marriage due to my green card proceedings. He's used it against me countless times to intimidate me and control me. Mm. Then there's a screenshot that she posts of her and Mark texting, and she's just kind of asking, like, he's calling her lazy, and she's just like, she's like, I worked all day. Like, yeah, I got up late, but I was like working all day. And then he goes, cool, I worked later to you too. You gonna get left. Keep acting up alone and childless. Again, just certain phrases that men use that really tell you the brand of man they are. Alone and alone, old and childless.
That's something you say to your partner that you love.
Definitely goes in that category. Yeah, I gotta say,
you're bullying your wife.
These are all fucking tells. Oh my God.
And it's so interesting that this new girlfriend has a podcast about abuse while she is actively, allegedly, most likely being abused.
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't want to throw her under the bus, because I think she's a victim as well.
Right.
Even though she is acting like a bully, I believe she is being abused. Allegedly, my opinion.
Yeah.
And so then Luana goes on to say, we were stuck in a cycle of abuse for most of our marriage. Mark began devaluing me almost immediately after marriage. He used the fact that I was on a green card against me since day one.
Well, that's probably why he fucking married her.
Yeah. So he could control my behavior. Him. Yep. He'd film my reactions to his abuse and hold it against me. I'm not afraid of the videos he has of me reacting to his abuse because I know the truth, my truth. I began recording our arguments.
That's spoken like someone is telling the fucking truth, man.
I gotta say,
the truth does not mind being questioned.
It was one of like the most honest conversations I've ever had with someone who's like, because people come to us with this kind of stuff all the time. We've just kind of become this dumping ground.
Yeah, and if it's a lot of times it will be a woman coming to us with these things, and I don't feel comfortable interacting with this woman.
It doesn't add up.
Yeah, it doesn't add up, and I don't want to question you about something that's potentially really traumatizing, so I'm just not going to talk to you.
Yeah.
But that's happened a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So I began recording our arguments for my own safety. I didn't get the opportunity to record the abuse to the extent that I wanted or needed, as he'd take my phone away from me, which she also told me personally. She's like, that's the problem. She's like, he has more videos of me because he always was able to take my phone from me when I started recording the abuse that he was doing to me.
Wow.
I have been in survival mode for so long. And I mean,
it's fight or flight. Like when somebody abuses you, you would act with fight or flight. Like my therapist would ask me a lot with the emotional abuse with the parents stuff of like, what do you imagine hurting your mom? And I, yes. And
of course.
One of the reasons why when she showed up at my apartment years ago and I didn't let her in is because I said, if she walks into this apartment, she's not going to leave intact.
Yeah.
That's how fucking mad, because when it's emotional abuse, the way it seeps under your skin, and that like her reactions are 100% right. Like that reactive abuse thing, that is really, that's real, man. Woo.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Guys, the weather's getting warmer. It's time to say goodbye to your jackets and all your sweaters, and you got to refresh your wardrobe. Well, luckily, I found Quince, and now you have too, because you're listening to this. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And if you go to their website, the amount of categories, they have travel, lookbooks, men, women, home, babies, and kids. Their stuff is so cute. So I own a couple items from Quince, and one of them is the Italian leather hand-woven crossbody purse in green, emerald, and I get compliments on it all the time. It's a small purse, which I really love because then I don't put as many things in it. Guys, Quince is amazing. They have very luxury items for very cheap prices. Get warm weather ready, baby, with Quince. Go to quince.com/GWF for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/GWF to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/GWF.
This woman in these videos, Luana, she is visibly distressed. She looks tired. Ugh. She looks like she's been going filmed through this for days. She looks like she's been in like a prisoner of war, quite frankly. And again, I've been into some acting classes. No one's that good. I have been in survival mode for so long, and now I feel the only way to move on is to alert others so this cycle can come to an end and he can be exposed for who he really is behind the scenes. I will share on the following stories what he said to a third party about his abuse towards me. He at least expressed some self-awareness of his horrifying behavior. He knows who he really is and has to work hard at covering it up. The domestic violence thing, he was arrested in 2021 and went to two domestic violence classes to try to repair our marriage. He was recognized by people there from being an internet personality. So it got leaked online. He had admitted to abusing me. Our neighbors called the police on him, which led to his arrest. And again,
wow, the neighbors called. Okay.
And again, I'm pretty sure, again, this is just kind of my assessment of the situation, but I have been backed up by other private sources that once those videos of him were leaked online for going to the domestic violence classes,
that's fucked up.
I think that's why Brendan Schaub fired him. And again, he could never say that. Again, my opinion, my assessment, but it all really lines up too perfectly. And of course, the reasons he's giving him, you know, is like, you're showing up late, whatever. But it's like, yeah, he doesn't want this problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on here.
Yeah. Shit.
In my assessment.
So wait, what do we do?
Okay. And so then there's a little bit more. Let me see. What is this? Green card. There's a bunch of, you know, pictures. Again, Mark is 6'3" and 260 pounds. She's 5'2" and 114 pounds.
Oh my God.
You know,
that's a lot. Yeah. Yeah. You see a huge photo of him and you're like, oh. 260.
That's a big guy.
Yeah. You don't get that big unless you're a professional bodybuilder or you fucking hate yourself and you feel weak and pathetic on the inside.
Yeah. And she posts some screenshots of interactions with the mistress. I don't want to get into those.
Yeah. That woman's probably, like you said, that woman's.
She then posts a letter from their neighbors. And it says, "Dear whom it may concern, my name is blah, blah, blah. I live at blah, blah, blah apartment, blah, blah, blah. My apartment is located below Luana Mancuso and Mark Harley's apartment. Since I moved in May 2020, I've heard consistent fighting between them that has worried me. I would often hear banging, objects being thrown, sometimes seen thrown down our shared public stairs.
Oh, wow.
Verbally abusive language coming from Mark, using words like bitch, cunt, fuck you, and other disturbing words. I've also heard screams. The noise from the fighting is often so loud, I've woken up in the morning and it's disrupted my Zoom meetings."
Wow.
What a COVID time letter. Yeah. Afterwards, I always check on her to make sure she is safe and honestly still breathing.
Shit.
Again, I cannot tell you.
No one's going to go out on a limb and say this unless it's true.
Every fucking domestic violence story is the same. And the reason I want to talk about this is because I truly am worried about this woman fucking dying. I'm so worried about that. And I cannot. It's like enough people have died. And it's every time. The police have been called multiple times.
Yeah.
There's a letter from the neighbors complaining if they live in an apartment complex, which they often do. Like every fucking time.
They just always wait for the guy to kill
every
someone.
Every time.
Well, we don't have to do
and
that.
This guy
you know?
And this guy has the added value. And we know this because of what happened to me. And the only reason I got help from the police was because I was the public person.
Yeah.
But so many times it's the man who's the public person. And he's the one. And he's charming when he needs to be. Because he's a fucking professional enter fucking tainer.
Yep.
I don't have that. As a certified counselor advocate in the state of California under the guidance of Peace Over Violence, I believe Luana is not safe. As an ear witness to these constant assaults, I can say with authority that Luana is being abused.
Okay.
I fear for her well-being. Anything the state can do to protect her is a step in the right direction. And that is signed from the neighbor who is anonymous. If you want to go on Reddit, there's a Reddit thread about this. There's another thing that says further proof of Mark's chaos. Here I am just out of surgery. There's a video, high on prescribed oxy for pain management. Mark was at work and had called and threatened me with violence. I had texted him to say I was afraid and would alert the police. I tell the police that I'm afraid. And while they're on their way, Mark returns home and pushes me into a wall, shouting about his phone and how he's going to break it. I just signed a new phone contract. I wanted to get the phone off him before he destroyed it, so it could be returned to the store. When the police eventually arrived, they incorrectly arrested me, despite me calling with concerns for my safety. God. I was let go a few hours after being booked. I didn't have to see a judge or post bail. The police had to drop me off at a hospital to make sure they didn't hurt me during their arrest.
Oh my God, why the fuck did they arrest her?
Because I think she was like having a panic attack, and you know the police are very bad with mental health issues.
Yeah.
So often, like, you know, someone will be called on like an autistic child or a young autistic poor person and end up getting shot. My sutures were bleeding and the officers at the station were shocked that I was arrested at all.
Thank God.
Yeah, no one thought there that I was an abuser. They called him to pick me, Mark, to pick me up at the hospital. No charges were filed against me. They had to let me go a few hours after arresting me for this, but it made me terrified to ever call the police again for years. Again, a story as old as time.
Shit,
Mark knew this and intensified his abuse afterwards because he knew that she was then scared to call the police because of how they're...
Oh, wow. Okay, this is the guy that you read about in a month that he killed somebody. This is exactly what happens.
And that's why I needed
it's
to talk
exactly
about it.
Exactly what happens.
And again,
holy
I feel like I am putting myself in danger.
Danger to society.
I feel like, okay, well, I'm in, you know, New York or whatever, but it's like, again, the amount of DMs I got from other public figures who were like, wow, this is really brave of you. And I didn't think of that, you know.
Were they scared of him?
Obviously, if they're calling me brave, they think I'm putting myself in danger.
Wow.
And people, like, it's like, I'll tell you who it is off air, but like people who know shit, you know?
Wow, dude.
A man who is like a fan of comedy goes, I got the same videos from Mark, toxic man.
Wow.
That's also what tipped me off because normally I'll only kind of also have a much more female than male following, but I got just as many messages from men about this guy being not good as I did from women. That also might be tied into how many people hate Brendan Shaw.
That's a lot.
Brendan. So that's that. Then again, you know, the new mistress going on here. Then there's this other video, and I did watch this as well. She goes, I'm going to post a video that Mark, she's saying he, but I have to specify it's Mark, coerced me to take after Brendan Schaub saw that people on Reddit and Instagram had recognized him in a Zoom call during his domestic violence anger management meeting. Brendan was freaking out that it would look bad on him, and Mark told me I had to make the video in case this was getting bigger. The video is so psychotic. It looks like a proof of life video from fucking ISIS, where and you can tell that he's filming it from the angle.
I'm doing great, and he treats me.
She's like, yeah, it wasn't that big of a deal. All this kind of stuff. She's obviously being coerced in the video. It's fucking crazy.
Wow, this guy's awful.
Yeah, because he was worried about Brendan Schaub firing him. Also, if you go to Mark's Twitter,
the best thing about Brendan Schaub is he fired that guy.
So interestingly enough, the last thing Mark Harley had tweeted was a viral video of a woman throwing an Uber driver's belongings in the street and then assaulting him. So his whole MO
is really
women
trying
abusing
to paint
men.
Women. Right.
He's really getting that. Right. He's really getting that out there.
Yeah.
Almost like he has something to hide. Again,
if he does.
Just my own assessment of the situation after doing this for years. And then there's private messages that his new girlfriend sent to her, again threatening, basically screenshots.
God, that makes me so sad. Yeah, that girl is so fucking clearly being abused by that guy who's like getting off on them fucking fighting. Oh,
and it's screenshots about how an arrest can lead to deportation. So just real quickly, I'll also to sum this up because I really tried to put this together as much as I could, and again, I had like 12 hours to put this together. And I had to sleep a little bit and also watch a comedian special that we were interviewing. Additionally, what happened was, I looked into these videos that he was sending me. Where the hell is he? Because I fucking restricted him. So no, it's in like a different zone because he was honestly scaring me pretty much immediately.
Damn.
And I did not want to give him more attention and have his people come after me before you guys were kind of
alerted.
Informed on what is happening and why I am calling this guy out publicly. So again, these videos are like wild. So this, which one is a good one?
God, I'm worried he's going to beat the crap out of his current girlfriend. Know how like I've broken up domestic violence stuff in the streets of New York and you're like, actually, Christina, that's going to make him go home and beat the shit out of her more. And I'm like, right. Oopsie poopsie. Like, how do you, like, what do you do? But right. Also, it's really important to get the word out. Like, it's like just fucking, because I'm like, ooh, are there sponsors on his podcast? They should not be fucking promoting it. You know what I mean? There are these things, because unfortunately, if the law worked in favor of the citizens and of people that were innocent, you know, we wouldn't mm-hmm. have to resort to public, you know, conversations about this shit, but that's the fucking times that we live in.
Yeah, and like one of the videos he sent me, so it's like, this is one that I can definitely see him using against Luana, but it's like, if you look at her visually,
oh my gosh, she looks distraught.
She looks distraught. She's panicking. And in these videos, some of them, she
doesn't look threatening in any way. Okay, yeah.
She's pleading for him to not leave her, which again, people will be like, oh, so she's starting it. And then I'm like, that's, you guys just like,
I don't have
an understanding of how the cycle of abuse
works.
I'm
telling you, I took a 9-week certification class to work at Bellevue Hospital to be a part of people's medical team who are victims of domestic abuse or sexual assault. This shit is exact. They show us videos of actual abuse cases and they're like point out the behaviors, which was really fucking helpful because you don't know until you know. And that she is terrified.
Yeah.
She's terrified.
And so she's not
acting threatening.
And again, this is one of the ones that he sent me to defend himself. But to me, it's like, this is a woman who has been gaslit and panicked.
Help yourself, you fucking idiot.
Language he's using to speak to her.
Oh, Mark, that was stupid. It was so stupid. Please, Mark, please.
Yeah, she's, this is hard to listen to. Yeah, she's really freaked.
Help you do what? You told me, you hit me and then told me to go out.
Listen to how confidently and performatively, again, in my assessment,
my
he's speaking.
Can you not just be Mark?
She's freaking out. Oh, God. Oh, my God. She's.
And again, he sent these directly to me. So I didn't find them anywhere. He sent them personally to me.
Please help.
Stop touching me.
Mark, please.
God. He's
please.
Awful.
Please, I have my whole mouth of soap. Please, Mark. Please, I beg you, help me.
I have no help left to give.
Oh, my God, Mom, stop. Mm.
Oh, this is...
Mark, please help me. Can you go on? Please, my whole mouth is, like, numb.
I can't help you.
Mark.
And then she tries to grab the camera.
He's inciting her to act, to be reactive to him. Oh my God, it's so disgusting.
I thought it was really wild that these are the videos that he sent to me to try to be his alibi. I go, you're incriminating yourself more, in my opinion. So that's just a selection of the 10 videos that, again, he personally sent to me. And then you go on her Instagram. And again, just listen to the way he is speaking to her in these. Again, just, I mean, to me, like, you know, and people will say, well, they were abusing each other. No, actually, no one even tried that. Because like a lot of the stuff with the Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, people were trying to be like, well, they were abusing each other. And like, no one's even attempted to say that in this situation to me about it. And you know how
not
much I got
trolls.
Attacked for that.
Right.
But yeah, so like, let's see.
Fucking intolerable. You're fucking intolerable.
And then you call me
Let
a little
it sink
bitch.
In. And you're a little bitch too.
And then you threaten me
and then
in
I
getting
say,
a divorce.
Here's what's on my mind. I can kick you the fuck out of my life whenever I want.
Don't tease
you
me.
You need
like
to start
time.
Remembering that a little bit more.
Okay.
So you're threatening me. You basically
no, I'm saying here's what could happen. That's mm-hmm. not a threat. That's a promise, bitch.
Because they're asking you to help me out.
That's a promise. Bitch.
Did you just hit me? Are you fucking insane?
Holy shit. Holy shit.
You just, whatever the fuck I want.
You just told me you would throw me out a window?
Yeah.
You want to throw me out a window?
Yeah, I do. I want to kick you the fuck out of the window. Uh-huh. Just to remind you.
He looks like a guy who could do that very easily.
Okay? Oh, you hear that?
Yeah, he's chipping away at her. He's chipping away at
her. He's like using an abuse handbook. He said, you're nothing to me.
And yesterday and all the shit you say to me. I feel like you need to be reminded, you're a little grain of sand that I'm going to fucking kick out of a window.
So how the fuck, okay? Why are you fucking me every night? Why are you
telling
me all
these
cute things?
Because you're there.
Okay.
Because you're there.
So maybe you shouldn't have gotten married to me. I shouldn't have gotten married to you.
You shouldn't have manipulated me with suicide.
Mm-hmm. Yo, this man needs to be.
Yeah, then she reposted me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, this is the coerced video.
I am completely
the way I see it, you need an accuser, right? Like, the victim has to accuse. I'm not accusing anything. If anything has to come out, okay, we were toxic, that's it. We were arguing. I don't think it's a big deal. I will not say anything against Mark, and I will not put him out there as an abuser, so...
Because if I did, he would kill me.
Yeah, and again,
that's the part she's not saying.
I believe, and again, this is alleged, and for my understanding and from my assessment and from previous conversations I have, I believe that Brendan Schaub made Mark make her make that video. So again, this just felt so close to home as a female comedian. I just really fucking felt like I had to talk about this.
Yeah. That's disgusting, man.
And again, like I'm not a professional investigator. I did the best I could. I had a very long, detailed conversation with Lana. She certainly, you know, again, I said my assessment of the private conversation I had with Lana was like she was being still damn nice about Mark, as you know, and that right. makes sense for someone who is like 4 days out of an abusive relationship,
yes.
still kind of being like, oh no, he's not that bad, or he yeah. wasn't bad in that way, or mm-hmm. like, you know, things like that.
It's for her own survival at this point and her own psyche. Yeah,
yeah. And that was the first question I asked. I'm like, because I did not want to speak about this, that they were still cohabitating, and I was like, are you out? Does he know where you are? No, you know, that kind of thing.
Good.
But yeah, I need wow. help. I need help. Yeah. From people, I need journalists. I need, if there's legal, I mean, she's going to need legal help. If there's people who work in like immigration law, because she's afraid that she is at risk of being deported now. There's a lot of things going on, and I certainly,
Mark should be deported.
I certainly need assistance to back me up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what that is, and I'm sure Mark will see this and come at me because he's one of those people who watches everything about him and, you know, makes it into a huge circus and charade. Yeah. And I'm not like looking forward to dealing with it, but such is life. I felt that it would be one of those things that if anything happened to her, I couldn't live with myself.
Yeah, and, and it's
especially
very
because
likely.
It's a part of our community. And I felt like it was close enough that it's like, I know these people.
Yeah.
This is a home problem.
It is disheartening to constantly see men in our field do things like what Chris D'Elia allegedly did and then just keep selling out theater tours. That's really, really troubling that I have to work hard not to think about that a lot.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, so it's like if you knew that this person wasn't a good person, like Brendan Schaub, like, okay, so you fired and that's step one. It's like, but where's your voice? Like, you're bigger than me. I need your help. Like, why aren't you, like, if there's any way to redeem yourself for the things that you've been accused of, like now's the time, like come, like make good.
Yeah.
You haven't done anything so bad or been accused of doing something so bad that I don't think you can't come back from it. Why don't you use this as an opportunity to make fucking good?
Yeah.
Game on.
Balls in your court, baby boy. And on that note.
And on that note, we have to touch ID our way back into the computer.
Yeah.
We were like, mic drop.
Wait, hold on one second. Let me just get this here.
All right. So for this episode, we wanted to highlight those things, those people, what's happening. And we're not going to have a guest today because we wanted to talk out at length.
Go do something immediately. Help.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about last night's show at gmail.com. That's our email address. And you know our Instagram. Mine's at Christina Hutch.
Mine's at Philanthropy Gal.
Together we are at Guys We Fucked without the U and Fucked. You can DM our personal Instagram pages. We do check those inboxes. And also, you know, our email address.
Yeah. You can support Luana. She's at the Luana Mancuso. I mean, if there's anything, like, not just like a DM being like, hey, girl, I got your back. More like professional. Like if you can offer her legal advice.
Immigration lawyer or something.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. I think that would be very welcome. And again, she's been posting publicly. So her handle is already out there. And again, this is all alleged allegations against Mark Harley. And there's plenty more video if you want to watch. I'm sure if you tag him, he'll send you the 10 videos himself.
Ooh, yeah, try it.
It's a fun little trinket take-home bag. This has been Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut-shaming podcast. We'll talk to you next Friday. Guys We Fucked is presented by Luminary.
Created and hosted by Corinne Fisher and Christina Hutchinson.
Editing and music coordination by Mike Coscarelli. Theme song by Rob Patterson and Jake Kozen.
Suck my wet ass pussy.
Christina said to cut that before, but now it's in there.
Yeah, let's keep it. Who cares? Even if I take them off for nobody just because. Yeah, I guess I like the way it feels. Yeah, don't cut.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.